Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Hi and welcome to today's episode. Today's episode we're going to talk about all things to do with switching. So we all know that we should possibly be switching providers more than we are, whether it's your ESB, your gas, your mortgage, your current account, etc. So let's have a chat around switching and what does it mean. Personally speaking, I think it's a really good idea to switch once a year. It can be hard to do. We're going to give you a few tips to try and get your head around it and try and keep you on track for doing it. The first thing I want you to do is pick a day. So you should be listening to this episode probably in January is when I'm going to release this, but you could be listening to it months later. Whatever you're listening to this episode, I want you to pick the next couple of days as your one day a year. And I want to put it into your phone, in your calendar. So what I wanted you to put in is your switching day. And just save that like a birthday once a year, every year. And you're going to get reminded once a year that you have to switch. This will be the first trigger to seeing what you do. The next thing I'm going to do is talk about a few sites out there. We're going to have bonkers.ie, we're going to have switcher.ie, and choosy.ie is new, but the Irish Independent is actually quite good as well. The reason you're switching and the reason you need to switch is you're probably going to get a cheaper deal on what you're paying at the moment. But we're Irish. We don't like hassle. We don't like change. And we don't like call centers that make us hang around for maybe 5 minutes before they answer the call. Now, most of the sites I just mentioned have an online facility. And if you're going to change something like your gas, your ESB, printing off your existing bill before you ring anybody or go online is going to be a really, really good idea. The other thing I forgot to mention there is probably your broadband and your phone from your utility point of view from the house. We'll get into insurance in a second, but let's look at the utilities from the house first. So again, when you're switching, you're probably going to save money on the cost of electricity over 12 months. But the problem with this is that once people switch, after 12 months, the introductory offer usually runs out and you end up going back onto a higher tariff. That's the same for most things. People give you the introductory offers. So you have to make it calendarized every year to do this because otherwise you're going to get a bit of a discount for a year and you could be getting ripped off next year compared to where you actually are today. So it works, but it works more efficiently if you switch every year. So please, please, please get that date in your diary and stick to it. The other thing they can also do is when you're switching, they might give you, like for argument's sake, they might give you an internal thermostat if you're switching your gas bill to try and help you manage your gas bill a little bit better. So there's loads of these different tricks you can pick up and loads of ways that these people will help you or these companies will help you save money when you switch. So don't be just looking at the money part of it. Look at the education part of it because most of them send you out really good packs on tips on how to save electricity and how to save on your gas bill. So just take that serious. Like I said, before in one of my episodes, I mentioned about running your personal banking like a business. When it comes to your utility bills, everyone knows one thing that a good business will do is keep its costs down. I'm going to speak to you in a couple of moments about how you should run your life as a business, your personal finance as a business. But in this episode, let's stick to it. I'm going to talk about making sure that as a business or as a personal household, whether you're single or married or cohabitating with kids, whatever your situation is, that you keep your costs as low as possible. And the best way to do that, as I said, is switching. Now, the other things you can switch is your car insurance, your household insurance, etc. Now, what I will say is if you have taken a product from a bank, so let's look at your mortgage. If you've taken your home insurance or your mortgage protection from the bank, you are going to be paying probably more than you should be. The banks are usually linked to one insurance company when there's actually, in fact, multiple insurance providers out in the marketplace that'll be fighting for your business as well. If you have mortgage protection, please make sure you go to the askpaul.ie website or to the Instagram page and book in for a protection review with my team where we're going to show you how to probably get a much better product for a cheaper price and we'll apply discounts as well to all the Ask Paul followers. So mention that when you're on to the advisor. But looking at your insurance, the household insurance being a classic one, if you bought it through the bank and the mortgage protection, you're going to be paying probably more than you should be. And you could possibly get a better product. And the other thing to remember when it comes to insurance products is insurance products are updated nearly every year. So you might have a policy that's 2 or 3 years old and there could be a better policy out there that might give you more cover should something go wrong. So it might necessarily always be at the price, it might be the best product for you to get. So please remember that and consider switching. The next one I'll speak to you about is switching your mortgage should you have a mortgage. I'm going to dedicate a full episode to this later, but today, while we're talking about switching, I think it's important to recommend it. We have saved our clients tens of thousands of euros when it comes to switching their mortgage. Mortgage interest rates are the highest in the European Union and Ireland. We are absolutely getting ripped off by the banks. So if you don't know what your interest rate is, please ring the bank, find out what your interest rate is, find out what term you have on your mortgage remaining, and also find out how much your mortgage is. And again, reach out to the team at Ask Paul by going to the website or going to the Instagram page. Give us a bit of information and we can probably help you switch and save tens of thousands. Couple of rules here. If you have a tracker mortgage, you don't want to be switching to tracker mortgage. Tracker mortgage is sacred. If you have a fixed rate with the bank, you might be penalized for breaking that fixed rate and moving your mortgage. So please always reach out to us at Ask Paul to get really good advice around your current mortgage situation. And even if it's not a case where you can switch today, we might be able to tell you how to switch in 2 years or 1 year, whenever your fixed rate is up. So when it comes to switching, you're doing this to keep your costs down. When it comes to the next episode, I'm going to have a chat with you how you should run your personal finances like a business. Cheers and have a good day.